Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Who bound?
ODB.
Who bound?
Press with it. West with it.
I got a big ass bitch, her name Mimi. She suck me every time she see me. I fucked last night in the backseat. Now she calling me, telling me she love me.
I got this east side bitch named Ashley. Sexy as fuck and she nasty. Ran into her homegirl Gabby. Hit a late night, that pussy cabby.
I got a Spanish bitch with big tits. She don't know my name, she call me mister. I always fuck, I never kissed her.
Nope.
Now I'm tryna fuck her big booty sister.
Real nigga shit, check the status. Roddy Mac's alive, I'm a savage. Your main bitch morning, she can have it.
She can have it.
With it game, bitch, what's happening?
I got this dark skin bitch, she from Compton. She got a light skin friend who get it poppin'. One bad bitch is not an option.
Nope.
I'm taking two down with no problem.
These bitches ain't loyal, they joyful. Like Jennifer LaToya, one of these foils. Know I'm from the source, so I'm royal. Bust that pussy up, I'm slick like
Oreo. All our bitches in the
it's
club,
not even just one bitch. Damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck, see these bitches go.
Who think gon' win?
Someone might get fucked up.
I think it's gonna be hurt.
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Fuck
come on,
that bitch.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. I wanted y'all to play it cool, but fuck it then, let's see it some. Look at all the masses in the titty tone, seeing fumble, one in trouble. That's what she told me, bitches all piled up, should've had an orgy. Bitches get belligerent when they get the liquor, and I'm in the club with other bitches fucking on the same nigga. Now you wanna up and hit and tell the bitch to take a fade. I'ma hold the camera while I'm taking bets and getting paid. Free for all is underway.
Turn the club into the cool thing.
Fists are swinging all around, stomp a face into the ground. Last bitch standing, I'll be signing another. All our bitches in the club,
it's not even just one bitch. Damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck, see these bitches go.
Who think gon' win?
Someone might get fucked up.
I think it's gonna be hurt.
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Come on, bitch.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open.
And you're sure this is what she looks like?
Oh, yeah. Your granddaddy ain't falling for the okey-doke this time. Now I got the video check.
I think it's a setup. It don't make no sense. Why would she like you?
Because your granddaddy gives sweet love.
And what do you know about this woman?
Well, her name is Luna. She's a Virgo. Her hobbies include pets, traveling, kickboxing.
And stealing from desperate old men. Watch when you go to sleep. I bet she have a gang of niggas up in here to rob us. That ain't a good look, granddad.
Not a good look? Is that some kind of new slang? Is that what's hot in the street, huh? Is that what you call really hood? Why don't you give her a chance? You ain't even met her yet.
Neither have you. I don't know, granddad. A whole weekend with a complete stranger?
It's a 5-hour drive. Either she's gonna stay here, or I pay for a hotel room. Shoot, bad enough I gotta buy all this damn champagne and new sheets. I ain't Jay-Z.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Queen V, and you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with The Dagger, playing only independent artists from around the world. So make sure you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with yours truly from 9 to 11 and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time, baby. Bang out.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with The Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but some slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger.
LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you're officially listening to Slap Sunday. So thank you for being here. Let's start off things as I always do. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Rochet, because again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, we wouldn't have nothing going on over here in the first place. Thank you, boss lady, for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right? And then, of course, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got 5 shows, 4 of them play music. I will find a place for it in rotation, all right? So don't get it twisted. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody to take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, to support these independent artists, to support my co-hosts, just if you support anybody that respects reality. All right, thank you always. Always for being here. And if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? And like I said, I got a lot of shit up on. I've been looking forward to this Sunday because I got a lot of things I want to get off my chest. It's been a rough couple of weeks or whatever. But as always, the show must go on, and we're right here making it happen. So that's what's going to happen. All right? But in the meantime, it's always on Slap Sundays. I play all new music I receive amongst the first rotation. I missed y'all last week, so I do apologize. But this week, I'll make sure I get everything out, all right? So I hope you tuned in. I hope you're listening live. And again, first out the gate, Sim Capone featuring Unpredictable, R.E.D., Mr. T.C. and Cole. Change. Let's get it.
So I'm not here this afternoon as a Republican, nor as a Democrat. Not as a Mason, nor as an elf.
Tell us what you're here for.
Not as a Protestant, nor a Catholic. Not as a Christian, nor a Jew. Not as a Baptist, nor a Methodist. In fact, not even as an American. Because if I was an American, the problem that confronts our people today wouldn't even exist.
Right wing, left wing, we headed for the death wing. To the middle class, directed in the jet stream. This America, don't care about no dead team. Ask Trayvon, who they really pray on. Stand to the heavens, praying that he stay gone. It's 400 years, why we strumming to the same song? Where's Malcolm, a rapper to the death of me? Why? For Desiree and Stephanie. And for Danielle, cause the baby can't tell. Living segregated as she's staring through a grand sale. You tell, who's important all the opiates? Get them high, education ain't appropriate. Rich and poor, you knowin' how they portion it. Living privileged, our babies are less fortunate. Kill your kind and carry out its ordinance. Smoke your dope, deliver all your throwing it.
Get to where you're going. What will you sacrifice and place? What will you leave behind tomorrow? Showing the world we have today.
We need to open eyes now and eyes can change. The roof overhang and it stops to rain. We kings, we queens and it's not in vain. Love black, love brown with a lot to gain. We need to open eyes now and eyes can change. The roof overhang and it stops to rain. We kings, we queens and it's not in vain. Love black, love brown with a lot to gain.
By sacrificing self at any expense, distracting you for likes on the pick. Never change our steps and this is what you get. Slaves to a corpse, babies at war. Confused by the media to give up choice. In a foreign land and we have no voice. Take a look at roles and let's hold down the fort. We can change, power in the people. Strength in the numbers, rally in the summer. Freedom is the real rare, steady on the come up. Unify the village, we got seeds to develop. It's on us. Credit to the grave, black plus brown equal let's get paid.
Get to where you're going, what will you sacrifice to place? What will you leave behind tomorrow? Showing the world we have today, in order to lead you have to follow. I know it is hard to keep the faith, hard to believe we're getting nowhere. All this time it has to change.
We need to open eyes now and eyes can change. The roof overhang and it stops to rain. We kings, we queens and it's not in vain. Love black, love brown with a lot to gain. We need to open eyes now and eyes can change. The roof overhang and it stops to rain. We kings, we
many queens that it's not in vain. Look black, look brown with a lot to gain.
Unify the coast and become a team. I'm talking since I Chavez, Martin Luther King. Stop focusing on fat chains and gold rings. All the media and everything is feeding us. It's hot in the hood, cause the cops keep killing us. Yeah, what you mean you ain't feeling us? I get it, you probably not as real as us. Yeah, cause reality's reality. I'm Mortal Kombat, deep crack fatality. Boy, I'm changing the game. Straight out of Compton, created a lane. Smashing, all gas, no brakes. Talk about long nights, long days. By the way, they call me Mr. TC. No color lines like black and white TV.
Don't get to where you're going. What will you sacrifice to play? What will you leave behind tomorrow? Destroying the world we have today. In order to lead, you have to follow. I know it is hard to keep the faith. Hard to believe we're getting nowhere. All this time is never to change.
Thank you.
My bad. Next up, Phoenix, Get Rich Radio, I think. If that's not the name of this, I do apologize. I know it's Phoenix, but I can see a title of the song next to it, so I'm going to go with Getting Rich in Radio. Let's get it.
Just so they can see how I do it. Running up in the industry like pussy, slip on a magnum, not a shoe fit. crazy. All my records are like 2K14. Most likely don't wanna play me. You can't play me when it comes to this rap shit. That's straightforward, you a FAG. Motherfuckers wanna talk stupidity when they get schooled on my DJV. Martyr, that's what I say and what they scream when I kill they team. They think that they can really sleep on me until a nightmare inception a dream. I do brain damage with a skull on stitches, cause I had to break through your dumb shit. Tell these haters to suck my dick with a pair of knee pads and a tip coat spit. Martyr, stupidity, they speak in stupidity. They think it's so stupid if they think they getting rid of me. Stupidity, they full of stupidity. They think they can stop the shit I'm doing, are you kidding me? Stupidity, they showing stupidity. I don't even know why they waste their time and energy. Stupidity, I see they stupidity.
I'm going so stupid, tell the principal get rid of me.
Special needs on the shit they speak. Tell them motherfuckers get with the program. All you niggas acting too sweet like a school prom dance with a play slow jam. Advertise that bullshit, nigga. Let everybody know it's a scam. Tell them that I go ham like a gun full of spam. Put meat on every bullet with a blam. Damn, ooh, talk that shit. Septic tank that talk, my G. HFI, FDA, next to that is UPE. Horror flick is on, bitch. That's the fact we can't agree. Had to put my words into the stars. Bitch, I'm a universal prodigy. Fuck your life and the shit it brings. I fuck it up like a porn star with wings. Push these ratchet hoes. They wait, but they come right back like playground swings. They think if they sleep with me, they'll get Louis and diamond rings. All they get is a dick and a clit, and me telling them to pack they things. All of the shit that they talking to me is a better way to show their stupidity. Maybe you mad cause you couldn't be me, or I ran out your wife for their virginity. Splitting that clit, straight symmetry. It's HFIFEA with UPE. Fuck what you speaking in stupidity. It's capital D with a J and a V. Oh, stupidity, they speak in stupidity. They think it's so stupid if they think they getting rid of me. Stupidity, they full of stupidity. They think they can stop the shit I'm doing, are you kidding me? Stupidity, they showing stupidity. I don't even know why they waste their time and energy. Stupidity, I see they stupidity.
I'm going so stupid, tell the principal will get rid of me.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I like that one. DJ, Years Jersey, all right? Featuring Chalk Mac and Bullet Brack. Don't do it. Let's get it.
Gotta lose yourself in the music. Losing wealth just to prove it. The cards dealt with stupid. You street smarts to improve shit. Gotta go to task cause I couldn't put down the beat. Been charging it all night but my battery still depletes. Got some Nissan probation talk for you. Go get your balls tight. Been grinding for years and it's gonna be another long night. Maybe you just suck. Going in circles taking wrong right. Or maybe you just wrong right. I write wrongs when I song right. Cause I be killing them. Ask anybody who heard Mac or heard Brack. You hating, you not feeling them. You got some nerve, Jack. Oh, I get it. You bout to go get some birds, Black. You ain't flipping shit. I'm a ninja spitting that herd, Mac. It's Mortal Kombat. I plan to finish them all. I'm just toast. You people call me Jamal. I was chose to bring an end to the fall. Spring forward, summer days. And when the nights, I'ma call, cause I'm cold.
Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 don't do it. Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 don't do it.
Hey, yo, rent due, insurance late, working on this current state. Try and get my situation right and fix the dinner plate. They out here style stealing, some call it swagger jacking. I put the grind in, footwork, backpacking, NY to LA, LA to DC. Most of y'all are carbon copies, call it a CC. That's email lingo, it's internet life. I seen the wildest gunslinger get canceled by night. Focus on the goals, the rest be sure to follow. Got these models on my pole, ain't talking bottles, but they swallow. Bullet brag for the people, rap game Jimmy Hoffa. If you learn from the best, then I probably taught you.
Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 no.
do it, man.
Believe in a dead big old woman come up in my house and try to destroy my place.
You have to relax, Granddad.
How am I supposed to relax? The woman is a trained killer. Do you know the story of Brenda Richie?
You mean Lionel Richie's wife?
No, Lionel Richie's ex-wife. It was 1988. Brenda Richie had just caught Lionel in bed with his future ex-wife wife, Diane Alexander.
It's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the daggone Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If y'all say you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, it's Chillin' the Q. Press one to holler at me, and I guess it's time for me to start talking for a little while. Oh, wait. All right. Let's get my drink real quick. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Fucking OJ. Always good. So, oh, man. I'm going to get into my shit right now. I'm going to try to say that for the second half. But as far as, you know, I got some things I wrote down and everything. Now, Slap Sundays, again, slap the stupidity out of people. Now, there's this thing that's been going on in Hollywood at least all weekend. Now, it's a gay pride rally that's been going on in Hollywood this weekend. Now, again, before I start, let me say I got no problem with gay folks. You know what I mean? As long as you don't bother me or get away from me with that, you know, I have no issues with that. Although, I do prefer the people that are gay that you don't know are gay, like just look regular or whatever, and just like doing what they do, instead of the you know, the flamboyant guys, you know what I mean? Just, do all the extra shit, as well as, like, the females that be on that butch shit, like, you know, like, well, I'm a dude and da-da and everything. Like, that's what I don't like. But, again, do what you do. You know, that's your business. I'm staying out of it. By all means, leave me out of it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But now I saw it on the news that the transgenders are all getting amped up and involved in this. You know what I mean? So now it's gay pride, you know, bisexual, lesbian, transgender now. We're going too far with certain shit. I'm sorry. Look, if you're a female and you want to act like you're a dude, okay. If you're a dude and you want to get fucked in your ass like a female, okay. But if you're a dude that gets surgery to get added on tits and everything like that, but to keep your dick, I don't understand that. It's like you want to look like a girl, but you still want to piss while you're standing up. I mean, I don't understand that. That makes entirely no sense to me. But the fact that we have to bring awareness to this bothers me as well, a little bit. Why do we need to be aware of this? I mean, I don't want to be aware of this. I mean, why? Because transgenders are, you know, persecuted and da da. I mean, what line gets drawn in certain situations about who has certain rights for things? You know what I mean? When people started looking for rights, first it was black people getting rights just to be fucking human. Then, you know, then it was women's rights. You know, then it was equal rights. And, you know, these are things that people have the right to be. And, again, gay, lesbian, okay, I'll even give y'all that. I'll give y'all that. But are there really that many, like, transgender people that we need to now acknowledge them as a group and start showing them, so you know what I mean? Is that really where we're going? Not everything is acceptable. If that's what you want to do and that's what you want to be, that's fine. Like anything else, keep it to yourself. Do what you do. The only person that needs to be aware that you're a transgender is the dude that's hollering at you that might think you're still a girl. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Besides that, you can, you know, I don't understand why this is so. I mean, I won't even talk because, I mean, it makes me sound like an asshole, like, you know. But I accept people for who they are and what they do. But at the same time, I don't need it broadcast, and it doesn't have to be on such a grand scale like this. I believe you don't need rallies for this. Well, I mean, what kind of support do you need? And at the same time, I mean, so what? When people go fill out applications, when you go look for a job and everything like that, you being discriminated at work because you're not getting the job. Well, when you filled out the application, it says male or female. What did you put down? I mean, technically, what is a transgender? You got a dick, right? So it's a dude. But he dressed like a female. You know, he dressed like a female. Looks like a female. Got titties like a female. Acts like a female. This is not, you know what I mean? And it's funny because you would only even see or hear about transgenders or whatever, at least back in the day, in porn when you clicked on the wrong damn, you know what I mean, when you clicked on the wrong damn video or something. You're like, oh, shit. I was trying to see that shit. Chicks with dicks talk shit. Like, you know what I mean? That shit used to be taboo. It used to be something that was hidden that nobody wanted to know about. Now, like I said, this is the society we're in now. This is where we're going to, where this we're just shoving this to accept everything. Everything's okay. And again, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole like that. Again, transgender, like I said, if you're doing what you're doing, I stay over there, do what you do. We're going to be over here doing what we do. But you don't need to broadcast that shit and make it, and have to make it, like, acceptable. Because everything's not acceptable. So that makes it sound like an asshole, it makes it sound like an asshole. But at the same time, like I said, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't want my kids, is that a guy? Is that a girl? Then having to explain technically what a transgender is. And they're like, oh, like, you know, we're confusing folks. Or if you're making people aware and everything like that. I mean, we know that people are out there like that. We already know that. So what's the purpose? Why y'all going so hard? For what? I mean, as far as the respect thing goes, I mean, I respect you for, you know, like I said, I ain't nobody to talk bad about the next round. But at the same time, I can't respect that you feel that you need to broadcast what you're doing. I don't, because it's not normal. And the weirder shit gets, and the weirder people get, and the weirder, you know, it's something about that. I mean, you don't just decide you want to be a transgender person. You know what I mean? There's something in your brain that's going on, especially with them. Because like I said, that's beyond confused. Remember there was a time when, you know, people were gay guys are confused. You know, are you born that way? Are you just like guys, you know, girls, like I want to be with girls. I mean, it was a sense of confusion or whatever, but at the same time, we grew to accept that, like, yo, if you want to fuck with a girl, that's fine. Yo, you want to fuck with dudes, that's fine. Leave it, you know, that's okay. Shit, it's real sexy watching two girls, you know what I mean? Even the little dyke bitches or whatever, because I'd be like, damn, sometimes you see them dyke bitches, or like them Sims, I think they call them or whatever, that dress like boys, and sometimes it's like, damn, if you just put on a fucking dress or something, you would be bomb. You know what I mean? Then you got the ugly ass, fat ass, Bernice looking bitches and shit. You know, that's the other side of the story. But, you know, that's fine with me. And then dudes, you just kind of, I just turn away, you know, not like that, but I just try to turn my head. And I just don't want to see that. But you do what you do. But these, like I said, these people is confused. This is real confusion. You want to look like a girl, but still want to be a dude, but you want to be accepted for that because you think you're being alienated. Why? I wonder why you think you're being alienated, because there's something wrong with that. It's like, pick a side. Pick a side. And then when it does come to sex, I mean, who do y'all be fucking? Are y'all fucking dudes? Are y'all gay? Or are y'all fucking bitches? And then it's like, if y'all fucking bitches, it's like that the only thing that this could work, the only way that this could work out for me is, I guess, you know, like for bitches. Because, okay, if we're like half lesbian, bi bitches or whatever, because then you're getting fucked and you get to rub off some titties and shit or whatever. I don't know. But this shit don't make no sense to me. So and the fact, again, that's what's so stupid to me, is that they feel the need to do a whole rally and bring so much awareness to the transgender community, and we need to let people know why things are so hard for us and this, that. I wonder why, because nobody understands y'all. But what kind of awareness can you fucking bring? What am I going to learn? You know what I mean? What do y'all have to what do y'all have to donate to society? You know what I mean? What are y'all here for? What's your purpose? Lately, I've been discovering that a lot about myself, and just in general, it's just like, what's the purpose of doing certain shit? What's your reason for doing things? And if you can't answer that, if you ain't got a good enough reason, then you shouldn't be doing certain shit. But some people don't even need a reason. But I'm trying to understand what these people's reason is for feeling the need to show the whole world that, you know, we're transgender and it's okay. And it's not. Why can't you just do what you do and leave it at that? I mean, what? Transgender's trying to get married now, you know what I mean? What's y'all goal? And then the more it's accepted, then it's like, really, is the next generation of motherfuckers going to really be, well, I just want to be transgender. Is that a goal for people to work towards? I don't know one transgender motherfucker that's just been all woo-woo or whatever that somebody would even want to aspire to be, that can stick up for all the other ones. So, I don't know. That's just what I feel about that. Like I said, they was out there in Hollywood, man. I was watching some of the news reels for these people and everything like that, and things they were saying and what was going on. And it's like, okay, I'm glad you're proud of yourself, but at the same time, as a whole, as a society, like I said, realize where you're at. That's why the motherfuckers was in Hollywood. You know what I mean? In one little section of Hollywood, going fucking nuts and bananas. Nuts and bananas. That's kind of funny. But, again, I just don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And, yeah, that's just where I feel on that shit. All right, so that's why I wanted to bring up first. And I got a couple more tracks I want to get back into real quick. Peter Jones, 3. Be right back.
Street Knowledge Entertainment, baby.
Yeah. It's the 4Q, the question. You witnessing the rise of a Super Saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he brought the whole team with him.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga, with your mob, nigga, with your mob. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga, with your mob, nigga, with your mob, eh?
It's the the S-K-E. Motherfucker, with your mind back. Niggas better watch where they mind at. New pilot hijacking it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation. I don't crap low dollar, but I make them holler till they get strapped up from the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at block, this convergence make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me. Crashing shit like D.O.D.'s, you will see the takeover. Not Chicken Man or Jehovah, get your Philly hip-hop makeover. Better yet, nigga, hang your space over, the break's over.
It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind back.
Peter Jones ain't kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill these niggas, cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired y'all to little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a rug up, put it straight to your head, twist your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron, y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you know fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in depth. Lil Looney, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When the sauce and the done, y'all gon' know us. They say hip-hop is dead, well you better be scared, cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird. Y'all ain't no goons, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns, now want no beef. No, it ain't what's Khalif when my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down like, what's up now, partner? And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S-K-E, motherfucker, with your mind back.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, yeah, with your mind, nigga, yeah, nigga, with, yeah, your mind back.
You know what time it is. Sassy the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a zombie, baby. Got an attitude like we fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger, blah. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustler. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the fofo, you better whoop to the popo. When I squeeze your fo-do, these fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built a globe. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you when laugh at money, broke nigga. I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bits, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the crunchy that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new Rover. On the same, he was being a joke, you better do over, nigga. Now with a competition and with a proposition. And a bit of kick and roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that? With the rewind button, and you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad J's, I'm on platinum. You want war, you better grab your gun.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind back.
Drop, yeah. Yeah.
drop, drop.
Riding with the top drop,
top 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 drop.
Riding with the top drop. She gon' get a top pop. Smoking on the top pot. Yeah, this be the top prop. Humbo, yum yum, yum yum. Can't roll on, gotta roll back. Scroll through Lenny 212 with Pratt. Scroll through Lenny 212 with Pratt. Wind in the head and it's going to the back. Wind in the head and it's going to the back. West Side Highway smoking on the pack. West Side Highway smoking on the pack. Her greenhouse was lit tonight, but I was getting lit tonight. Too busy rolling kryptonite. Yeah, I was getting lit tonight. Yeah. Riding with the top drop,
top drop.
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 Riding with the top drop, riding with the top drop, riding with the top drop. No city in the city, got you bitches showing titties. Got me feeling like I'm Diddy, got me feeling like I'm Diddy. Call a bank on Coke Boy, money, what we talking about? Young niggas run the city now, couple thousand pull them out. Got dates up on my schedules now, deals your boy can turn them down. Them features, yeah, they coming in. Couple thousand hear me speak, and I ain't finished English class. Young nigga with all his friends, pull me up another glass. THC up in my drink, fuck what a nigga. Trippy like the trippy man, bout to throw a trippy jam. Young nigga a trillionaire, them young niggas some billionaires. MRG the record label, money getting records. You can holler at my record label. Riding with the top drop,
top drop.
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 Riding with the top drop. Riding with the top drop. Riding with the top drop.
Heavy corner, heavy block, heavy hood, heavy project, trap life, what up? Marley, Youth Empire, nigga. I got one. I'm trying to make a million, trapping out the bando. You know I keep them links with Poppy Chulo Mexicano. Cubans up in Cuba playing with keys like it's Piano. Keep them shooters in the field, it get ugly, desperado. Money over bitches, yeah that be the motto. And all my niggas ballin', looking like we hit the lottery. All these niggas killers, niggas, you don't want these followers. Bitch, kinda slick, sorry niggas, owe me an apology. How much niggas you killed? How much work you dealt? Nigga, I ain't saying I did it, but I know a couple who will. Nigga, and they ride for me, die for me, by my side for me. And every time I see a bitch, she just wanna swallow me. Body me, what's your body count? I had her tapping out. Body slammed your bitch, now who laughing now? Motherfuckers never lie, Dutch. Remember? Motherfuckers never lie, Dutch. Remember? Now I'm the one they can't resist. Call on my phone, tryna suck on my dick. I'm saying it's cool, but my girl might trip. Call on my page, tryna steal my wit. Hating on the low, but you liking my pick. Y'all hoes a trip, y'all need to quit. Y'all make me sick. Hold up, wait. I don't chase no hoe, no. I don't love no dot. Call a Rondo to get that guap and fill a flock up with that cash. Twice as hit the stash and put them shits in duffel bags. And it's gas, live it fast. Y'all niggas, y'all know y'all mad. I be flexing rubber bitch, take the grip, I'm so proud. Matter of fact, look at me now, about to blow a couple times. You smoke that me and I smoke that loud. I be higher than the cloud, I ain't never coming down. Trapping in the field, trapping out that yike. Hitting on my niggas crooked, trying to get them out. Try yike, but if you run up on them, best believe they gon' try yike. Cause they don't give a fuck about no time about the way yike. Get tryna get them out, try it. But if you run up on them, best believe they gon' try it. Cause they don't give a fuck about no time about the way.
tried to take it, not just like a racket. Break it down, then I rattle it down. Strawberry Kush, Great Dutch, and that's not the least. Come on, so I can see. Find a motherfucker, hide as me. COP where I got to be. 100 black shirts, and they down with me. So when the shit pop off, don't cop and flee. Word advice, don't fuck with me. Never fuck with killers, fuck. These niggas will murder you. Yeah, have your body lost. Have your mind concerned to you. Hood don't know shit. Ain't nobody heard of you. Niggas took your soul, bruh. Stole it like some burger. Look, I got word I'm about to blow. Man, we ballin', check the stove. Celebrate, cause we made a couple thousand. Want some more? How you want it? Half a hoe. If you need it, let me know. Got them bitches in the kitchen. Roll the whippin' on the stove. Huh. Cabin in the field.
Real quick, before we get into Daggers Double Pie, I just want to speak on this real quick. I mean, I get a lot of, I got this thing on my phone where I get these quotes of the day. You know, it's supposed to be inspirational and shit, and, you know, you're supposed to read it, you know, it's supposed to make you feel a little bit better and everything. So, I mean, some do, some, you know, and I'll pull some of them out every now and then, the ones that really make speak to me in a certain way and everything. But this one right here is like, I'm always on the fence about a lot of things, but look, it goes like this. Sometimes you got to do what you don't want to do to get where you need to go. Now, that is true and the dumbest thing that I've ever heard at the same time. Because, again, nobody wants to work in order to get where they want to go or need to do, but we know we have to do that. You know, so that's the one thing that I'll say is true because, again, If everybody could just collect money without having to do anything, we could all say we would all do it. We would all be some lazy motherfuckers as well to be lazy. Everybody just sit back, collect, and do what they wanted to do without having to do anything. Because nobody wants to do shit. I mean, people work most of their lives to get to the point where they don't have to do shit, or at least not have to do as much. You know, so we all got to do sometimes what we don't want to do in order to get where we need to go. But I don't know, again, only speaking from experience, it's hard to really believe in this because, and I've been doing things I haven't wanted to do for years, because I thought the things that I would do would lead me to the places that I needed to be. But then through everything I do and the work I put in, the effort, you know, whatever it may be, when it gets to a certain point, it winds up, I guess, not being where I needed to be. You know, it didn't work out. It something fell through. Somebody was on some bullshit. I mean, whatever it is. And I'm talking family, relationships, friendships, you know, all across the board. Because as far as I go, I'm that type of person, like I said, when I'm involved in something or with someone and I'm investing time into that person or whatever, I do what I need to do in order to make that person, you know, or that situation the best it can be to my ability. Because by me doing that, I'm thinking whatever path we're on is going to lead to something, into a place that I feel that I want and need to be at. But it's so hard to continually do that, again, when every time you put yourself into something, it wound up not being that when you got to the end of it. You know, so it's just, I have an issue with this one, at least as far as today goes to Flap Sunday, because it's crazy because I want to believe, because, I mean, like, yeah, we all got to do shit we don't want to do. And we look at the people that are doing things that they want to do, which is fine, but even in certain situations, when you're involved in what you want to do, you have to do things you don't want to do in order to keep that going. So in a sense, you have to give up something to gain something. Then that's a scary part as well, because then it's like, okay, what are you willing to give up in order to obtain the things that you need, in order to get to places you feel you need to go? What are you willing to give up? And in that sense, it lets you kind of know the person that you are. Also, in the same sense, it lets you know the type of people that you're dealing with. Because certain people will ask you to give up all kind of shit just to get this. So it lets you know about them. But then at the same time, if you're willing to give up those things because of these people, let's say something about you. I mean, like for me, the only thing I'm willing to give up is myself, my time, my effort, you know, depending on the situation, even my money. I mean, because, again, I feel it's an investment towards something. Because if you're not going to invest in yourself or if you're not going to invest in something that you feel is important to you, then nobody will. But also at the same time, when you invest in certain things or whatever, like I said, you got to realize, are you in certain things by yourself? Are people with you? Are people rolling with you? You got a squad going with you? Is your girl going to support you? Is she going to do this? Is she going to do that? Because, again, I'm never the type of person to feel like I can do it by myself, but I always feel like I have to. And I don't want to, but, I mean, it just falls down being that way. And the craziest part about the whole thing is that, like I said, it seems like I'm able to help people get where they need to go. I can help my family do this and do that. I can help people do this and that. You know what I mean? I can help others get to that place that they need to be. But when it comes to me, why can't I do shit for myself? Why? Because, again, if I were to focus on myself and just take everything away and do whatever I felt I needed to do or whatever, it would put a damper on other things. Because, again, people expect me to be in certain situations, expect me to do certain things, which I'm willing to do depending on who that is. But in other situations, I just can't do it. And they don't understand that. Because it's just rough enough as it is. But I'm able to carry myself and present myself in a way where it's like, okay, I can do this. Even though I don't want to. But I hope it's going to be worth it. Because, I mean, ain't nothing better than the feeling, like you said, when you invest your time into something, when you invest into something, and it flourishes. You know what I mean? And everything that you put into it comes back tenfold. But on the same side, on the flip coin of that, if you invest in something and get nothing, or wind up with less than when you went into it with, that hurts, that's devastating. And that's always been my situation. It's like, you know, when you invest everything and wind up, again, with less than you had when you went into it, it makes you wonder why go through that again? Why try? Maybe whatever you thought you were, whatever end you were working towards, just wasn't meant to be there, you know? Or I don't know. Just taking it. But as far as this quote goes, like I said, we all know we all got to do shit we don't want to do in order to get where we got to go. But again, at the same time, what are you willing to give up in order to do that? What type of person are you? Who, you know, back in the day, people were literally sacrificed. You know what I mean? They, for the gods, and, you know, we have to kill, you know what I mean? Literally sacrifice, slaves, whatever, women, children, sacrifices. It's kind of the same thing now. You think motherfuckers want to slit your throat or not give a fuck about you in order to get where they got to go? It's like that. Kill or be killed. Eat or be eaten, right? That's just the world we're in now. So you got to watch out. Got to be careful. Don't be like me. Because, again, I can't not believe in people as much as I don't want to. Again, I always try to give people benefit of the doubt. Certain people, some people already done lost it. But, you know, certain people try to give them benefit of the doubt. You want to believe, because you have to believe in something. As much shit as I talk or whatever, I do believe in myself, but I also believe that I always put myself through more than I have to. But it's like, to me, it's like, you know, it's like gambling. if you feel the hand is right, you know what I mean? You want to go all in. You want to put everything in, because if you're right, then the blow, then the comeback, like I said, is going to be that much, you know, when it's hot or when something's going on, you bet big. But again, like I said, when you bet big on something that you feel you're sure about, but you never know what may happen. Like I said, you can lose it all. But to stay on the gambling metaphor or whatever, like I said, I've been totally telling you. Like I said, you also take too long. You sit at the gamble table, you're only betting $20. You know what I mean? And you win it, but you're only betting a little bit here and only putting in this little bit of effort and this, that, or whatever. Then you're going to miss your opportunity. But then if you're going too fast without seeing what's going on first, then you may jump into something that was never there. You know, I hate myself sometimes. But I also force myself to trust people. Because the only way you're going to know if you trust somebody is to trust them. Until you do that, you'll never know. But a little bit more on that. I just wanted to speak on that real quick. But we'll get a Daggers double play real quick. Remember, you are still out there if you want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me, but we'll be right back. All right?
Go.
Bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang. They listen, but I don't teach. These are my
inner demons all psycho.
Uh-oh. It's a dagger business. A.K.A. 4DB Witty.
We smoke weed.
We do that.
We got drink.
Got that too.
We got pills.
I do.
Got money in the bank.
Finally, I got my chance to take a step in advance. You falling in the dagger's trance, this'll be your last dance. Only fucking bitches with a tramp stamp and high heels with dagger tatted on the inner thigh. People think I do too much, yeah you're right, I do the most. We drink pills and I represent the West Coast. Turned up constantly, I'm on like an apostrophe. Moving block to block, buying prop like Monopoly. My PhD ideology, and people always hating on me, cause my shit be slapping. Turned up, y'all are really boring, and I can't even stop it. See a pill, gotta pop it, alias 4DB. Better ask about it, really cocky, only cause I know no one will ever stop me. Smoking so much weed, any room I'm in, you know it's false. Bitches love my doggy style, I'm a dog, I give it to them. Treat they pussy like a down south beat.
Chop the screw.
Roll up, yo, we got drunk. Pull up, yo, we got pills. Pop up, yo, got money in the bank. Turn up, we smoke weed. Roll up, yo, we got drunk. Pull up, yo, we got pills. Pop up, got money in the bank. Turn up.
This is what I do daily, Sunday to Sunday. Fucking on the bitches you be watching on the runway. Smoking on that top shelf, that shit'll make your head spill. You turned up, don't give a fuck. The money keep on stacking, and bitches keep it twerking. The hoes on the track, feet hurt. Pussy stay serving, but daggers never buying. You want my money, bitch? Hold your breath and die trying. Bitches steady lying when they drink and pop pills. Wanna fuck? Got a man at home, bitch. Keep it real, the truth is all I spit, bitch. Get off my dick. Where all the single ladies at that want me and another bitch? Don't be acting scared now. Here, have another drink. Can't get a bitch, shit. All my money in the bank, so I'ma do what I do. Roll a blunt, smoke up, get a drink, pull up, pop a pill, turn up. Comes to turning up, I'm never known for turning down. 4DB with it. What I see, I gotta clown these niggas and they skinny jeans. Paying for these bitches and they try to fuck by any means. Me, I get to fuck for free. Turn them up, bend them over. Blame it on the alcohol. Tell them that you wasn't sober. Take it down when it's over. Play a role and step aside. Start shit with my main bitch. Can't let it ride. 187 homicide. Damn, I need to smoke again. Call my nerves because I'm working harder than the Mexican. Now, man, I gotta win. I will not take another loss. So drunk, I piss on bitch niggas when I'm pissed off. Smear a bitch's lip gloss. She's stumbling and fumbling. Got a lock on her pussy, but this pill got it crumbling. Get up in it, she mumbling. Had to let her know a dagger about. Knock the pussy out. Now these bitches call me Pacquiao.
We smoke weed. Roll up. We got drink. Pull up. We got pills. Pop up.
Did you know that scientists now believe that some people are actually born with a genetic predisposition to bitch dependency type?
And exactly when did you become a relationship counselor?
Well, sharing this pimp knowledge for an exorbitant fee is my way of giving something back to the community, Tom. I want to help you, Tom, I do. But I need you to help me help you.
Help me help you. Yeah, okay.
Now, tell me if you would about this bitch you have an unhealthy dependency on.
Could we please not call her a bitch? Bitch.
Say it, bitch. Yes, we've got to call her that, Tom. I'm sorry. After what she's done, not calling her a bitch would be disrespectful to you, and I'm not able to do that. Now, please continue.
Well, I'm sick of her.
The ship? But you just started dating.
With my mighty robot powers, I can get sick of things much quicker than you humans.
Well, just remember, we all still have to work together. So try and let her down easy.
In due time, Leela. But for now, I'll just resume dating cheap foozies on the side.
You have much to teach us.
Doesn't it bother you even a little to be taking advantage of your girlfriend's trust?
Oh, wait, you're serious. Let me laugh even harder.
This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but your slappers, and slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Like I said, before I left, we were talking about a little about the trust thing. So I want to keep talking about that a little bit. But I want to show you how everything kind of interacts with each other. You know, trust, true friendship, you know what I mean? And some of the things I do to maintain certain things. Because, again, I may be crazy and do things kind of weird or whatever, but there's always a method to my madness. So as far as trust goes, right, like, let's take Instagram, Facebook, all this social media shit, right? This shit right here causes lack of trust. It does. You know what I mean? Because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've gone through it a few times. So it's just, and it amazes me every time, like I said, how people think this shit is real. But in a sense, it kind of is, but it's not real in a real way. I'll try to explain that a little bit, how I see it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, what I do is, let me put it this way. When I actually care about somebody or somebody feels that they care about me or whatever, I try to stay off the social media, period. I just try to stay off of it. And in turn, I believe that they stay off of mine. Why? Because looking in certain situations, unless you all on your social media taking them selfies and y'all kissing on each other and everything like that, going hard on people, you know, and everything, then it's always going to lead to something. Like I said, pictures I post, comments out. Like I said, I've been posting pictures. Somebody may comment on it, and then somebody else is going to comment on it back, and then there's a whole lot of, you know, or whatever, offer me posting up a picture, make me wish I never posted up a fucking picture anyway. You know, and I have a real problem with explaining myself, and I also have a problem. People always want you to explain what other people do. Why is she saying that? Why are they acting like that? Well, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on in other people's heads. But just vice versa, if I'm dealing with somebody that I care about or whatever and I see something, a picture on their Facebook or something they loaded or something, I feel some type of way too. But the difference is I don't speak on it. Maybe that's my problem, that's my issue, because I don't feel, because I don't want to get involved. Because, again, I want to believe that maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm taking this out of context, which is the same shit that would probably be told to me if I asked. What are you worried about? What are you tripping about? It was exactly the same shit I say when I do shit. So it's like, why? We don't need to do that. You know, it's like, again, like I said already, I force myself to trust people, and I force people to trust me in a sense, because if I don't see what you got going on, there's no way I have to believe you. There's not going to be no question. There's not going to be no doubt or anything like that, because that's why I feel that type of stuff raises doubt. Or it gives people a reason to say something, especially these people that take this shit really that serious. It's real serious to some people. And it's crazy how that could be so serious, but other things can't. You know what I mean? It's like, really? But it is what it is. That's just the society we live in. It's the thing. But again, I feel that, like I said, I don't, well, let's put it, everybody's shit is theirs, right? This is my Instagram. This is my shit. Everybody has that. You know, you feel that way about your shit. What you post on there is what you want to post on there. You know, what you feel you want to do, you're going to do no matter what anybody else says, no matter what anybody else feels, right? It's your shit. If you don't like it, don't look at it. Don't see it or whatever. And that's what I do. I just take it a couple of steps ahead. Like, I'm not even going to have to worry about what I may see and what I may not like, because I just won't see it. And at the same time, I try to tell you to stay off my shit or whatever, like I said, especially you guys, because like I said, I'm going to feel some type of way. If I see something that's going to make me feel some type of way, I'm going to feel some type of way. But I'm not going to speak on it. I'm just going to hold on to it. I may try to tell people or whatever and everything like that. But at the same time, it's just going to turn around like, why are you tripping off of that? I already know how to get down, though. But it's crazy because, like I said, I've been in situations where I posted up stuff and I've had to explain what I'm posting up. And I can't say the same shit. That's my shit. Don't worry about it. Or if I do say something like that, it becomes more and it becomes more of an issue. And I don't like issues. I don't want issues. I don't want problems. I've had enough of that in life. So me personally, I take steps to avoid problems and maybe avoid future problems. Not a lack of trust about anything like that. I'm crazy. I may trip off the dumbest shit. I'm sparing you and me. You know what I mean? Just be cool. You do what you do. And I just have to hope that, you know, it's going to be okay. And bottom line is, we all know, everybody knows, ain't nobody ever really blocked off anything either. If I still want to see what's going on, I'm going to find a way just like anybody else would. So, I mean, who blocking somebody don't really matter. But that's another side of things. Back to the trust thing. I mean, trust. You know, when I do have trust in people, I do have faith in people, I do what I can to try not to have it because I know the type of person that I am, such a pessimistic, been hurt, been through this, been through that. You know what I mean? I want things to work. I want to be wrong. So, like I said, I'd rather be in the dark about certain situations because I hope it's going to force me to trust people. But at the same time, it's bad because a lot of people feel, you know, by doing that, then it's hiding a lot. You know what I mean? You must be trying to hide something or this, that, or whatever. It's like, no, I don't got nothing to hide. And even if I did have something to hide, I'm not going to be dumb enough to put it on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. It's not going to happen. So if you're trying to spy on me, at least through my social media, you ain't going to find shit. Because I'm not on there for that anyway. So it's just funny because people be all on, I get shit all the time, what the fuck? But no. But again, I just don't have to explain myself. It's just like anybody else. When you question somebody about they said, nobody who really wants to explain themselves. Especially when you're explaining yourself over nothing. We all have that feeling sometimes, too. If it's really nothing to you and you know that it's really nothing and everything, so when you feel like you have to explain nothing, it becomes a problem. So I'm just trying to eliminate problems. Because even as much trust as you put into people, that doesn't mean they have that much trust in you. So, you know, the scales could be tipped a little bit, and then that could even be an issue. So I at least try to make it all even. Because that's how things should be. So, I mean, that's as far as that goes. And like I said, trust. But at the same time, trust and true friendship, true real friendship. Like I said, there's internet friends or whatever, social media friends, and there's real friends. Some people are getting this all misconstrued. Some people are trying to combine them all. You can't have that. You know what I mean? This girl, I got some money out of a girl, you know, and I still feel some type of way about it because, again, I don't try to be a fucked up person. But at the same time, I needed that, and I realized I can get it, and if she was dumb enough to allow it to happen how it went down, then fuck it. I took the opportunity when I saw it. I mean, look, there's a difference. Look, friendship, right? We're just talking about friends, okay? True friendship, we're not truly friends if I don't at least talk to you on the phone or text you at least once a week. Minimum, at least once. If we don't have a conversation at least once a week, we are not friends whatsoever. Now, I'm not talking Facebook. I'm not talking about you liking my pictures or leaving any comments or anything like that. Social media shit don't count. Real life. You know what I mean? If I died, would you be at my funeral? If you would be at my funeral, then you're probably a real friend. Not no posting on Facebook that shit's talking about RIP, Leon, a.k.a. the Dagger. You know what I mean? Die, will be missed. Fuck, I don't need that. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. If I really need to borrow some money, if I was down and out, hungry and everything like that, whoop and everything or whatever, would you get a nigga some food? Would you allow me to sleep on your couch if I needed to, on your floor if I really needed to? Or if I posted up something, like I said, if I posted on Facebook, or you that motherfucker, I post something on Facebook talking about I'm having a bad night, whoop, and everything like that. And then you the motherfucker, oh, what's going, you know what I mean? You come at a nigga that way. I don't know. There's a difference. Real friendship and this other shit. You know, and I'm not, and the difference to me, like I said, true friends, I'm not on social media to find new friends. I wouldn't trust people I met that way anyway. You can be whoever you want to be on the internet. How many times have motherfuckers done something on the internet or whatever, you met that motherfucker in person or somewhere, or they was throwing a party and didn't wind up being what they were. I mean, we, like I said, that shit and reality is two different things. And I will never be the type of person to try to combine them. I like the real world. As rough as it is, as much as I complain about real shit going on and everything like that, that's where I'm living at. The closest I get to fantasy is cartoons and smoking. You know what I mean? I like that. Or I watch movies and shit. Like, I find other outlets. That is not going to be my outlet because, again, it's too much. The people ain't got no sense. It's not even safe. Like I said, how many times has your shit been hacked or something like that? How many times people are like, you know what I mean? Like, I know girls that sit in groups and go around trying to fuck with people's pages. There'd be like three or four of them sitting around together going, and this one's blocked over here, so she uses this one's phone, so she's blocked on this page, and she got to go to this one's phone, and they got three, four accounts each already. And it's too much. For what? Really? When people who really don't know you outside of looking at you become more important than the people that actually see you, the people you have to deal with on a daily basis, something wrong with that. When people make their choices, so it's fine. I made my choice too. Ooh, excuse me. Like I said, I choose to stay out of it. And again, the only reason I'm even on it is because, okay, every now and then, yeah, I do want to post up something about how I feel or something like that. But like any other time, it's like, well, if I post something about how I feel, what kind of reaction is going to happen? Or if people do start liking it, then somebody's going to, you know, and it's crazy because, like I said, I don't even got that many followers. But the majority of the followers that I got, actually, I do know in some shape, way, or form. I know the people that I'm talking to. I'm not even actually talking to, but I mean, you know, those that follow me, this, that, or whatever, and everything. I actually know them because I don't add motherfuckers just because. I don't even want that many people following me anyway. I don't like being the center of attention unless I got a reason to be in the center of attention. Unless I'm out at a rap show, come check me out. I want to be the center of attention right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? Da-da-da. Besides that shit, hey, you know who I am, but you may not know where I be. I don't need all that. I got too many people trying to track me fucking down already. I got shit else to do. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, you know, but again, that's not that. So, again, back to the female, right? So what happened was, right, and this also is, when people assume that me personally, that I would just do the farthest out thing for people that have to do absolutely nothing for me. Because this bitch, right, here's what she wanted me to do. She wanted me to pick up, she's in Vegas, all right? She wanted me to pick up some female, I'm in L.A., she wanted me, actually, not pick up, she wanted me to pick up some female in L.A. from out here and take her to Vegas, drive her out to Vegas so she can stay and be with her or live with her or whatever they're going to do out there or whatever. That's what she wanted me to do. And she was supposed to pay me $300. That's what the original agreement was, all right? So I'm like, okay, see, I can do that. I can ride the Vegas thing because, like I said, I can pick her up, you know. And, again, the first thing that was said was, no, just pick her up, bring her out here, 300. She's supposed to give me 150 when I pick her up. I'm supposed to get 150 when I drop her off, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, well, 100 on gas, you know, one wake up first thing in the morning, straight 10-hour day, like smash out there, drop her off, smash back. 100 on gas, 2 in my pocket. I can do that. That's what I was thinking. Then, again, the only reason I even entertained the situation, Because, again, $300 on the table. And the girl who was asking me to do this, like I said, I knew her years ago, like over 5 years ago, back in the day. It was all kind of shit that went on with that bitch, like I said. And then she wound up hauling on the streets, wound up chicken for my brother. And there's just a whole lot of situations behind this bitch, all right? But, again, it's been years since I even dealt with this bitch or even talked to this bitch like that, all right? But, again, she hits me up out of nowhere talking about, can you do this? And she had to throw the money in there because this is nothing that I mean. There's a difference between actual friends and, like, acquaintances or people that feel that they can just use you. You know what I mean? My true friends don't just hit me up when they need something or want me to do something for them. That's not true friendship. It has always been this way with this bitch. Whenever she hits me up, it involves me doing something. Before it was, years ago, can you drive me here? Can you drop me off here? Can you do this? Can you do that? Whoop, whatever. And it was always the dollar sign behind it because, hell yeah, the only way I was doing anything is if you was paying me. So that's another thing. So my friends don't have to pay me to do shit unless I have no choice, unless I really have no gas or whatever like that. If I can do shit, I just normally do it for my true people, for my true friends. So, bitch, that should tell you something. But, again, it started off with just, come pick her up and bring her out here. Then I come to find out it's her and her kid. I don't like driving around other people's kids. I don't like being responsible for other people's kids. You know what I mean? I don't like doing And now, like I said, this is I can make it to Vegas probably like 3.5-4 hours on a good day if I really don't give a fuck about police and really try to smash out there. But again, now I got to try kind of got to drive conservative if I do still do this. You know what I mean? I can't smoke and hotbox and just drink and shit like I do when I ride out to Vegas. You know, and I probably got to stop every fucking gas, damn near at every gas station because the kid got to piss or something like that if I'm not gonna be hungry. So now you put extras on it. So I'm like. Still, I'm like, all right, well, how much shit she got? Maybe I can still do this. How much shit she got? Ooh, whatever. Because like I said, I'm thinking about this too because I need this right now. She sent me pictures of the shit that she got to take out there. This bitch got a whole closet full of shit. She sent me like 3-4 pictures. All right, and each picture was full of shit. One picture was all her shit in the closet. That wasn't even in no bags or anything, all in hangers, all still on hangers and everything. So you're about to put all these fucking hangers in the car and everything to this. A big-ass, like, container, plastic container, and, like, 5 big-ass bags full of shit. How is all this shit going to fit in the car with you and your daughter comfortably? Fuck out of here. Then... come to find out that the bitch that had the money out here was supposed to have the money out here. My first one thinking for me to even leave, then all of a sudden she ain't got the money now. Well, I don't know. I don't got the 150. I didn't get it, did it, and everything. So I'm like, all right, well, fine. But I'm still trying to, but the bitch in Vegas is still hitting me up like, don't worry about it. Just bring her out here. We'll make something happen. Whoop and everything. I'm like, I don't trust that because already this shit's been too wishy-washy. The whole time when it was first 150, then it was her and her kid. Then it was a little bit of shit, and it's a lot of shit. And then, it's a lot of shit. So this whole thing got me wishy-washy. Now she's telling me, well, I'll hook you up when you get out here. Just make it out here, Well, I'm telling her, like, yo, let's try this. This is me trying to get in my, Now I'm like, okay, well, let's try this. Why don't you send me the 150 you were supposed to, I was supposed to get when I got out there. Send it out to me. Then I'll pick her up and bring it out there and we'll see what happens when we have to. But she sends the money. She sends it to me. And I picked it up and I didn't go pick up the other guy. I just kept the money and went about my business. I had some shit I had to handle, so I used that money to handle some shit. Now, I must admit, I did feel some type of way, because, again, I don't like fucking, I really believe in karma and shit like that, I do. I really don't like fucking people over in that type of situation and everything like that, but at the same time, it was one of those, like I said, she wasn't a real friend like that, because I know if I would have asked her to borrow the shit, I wouldn't have got it. It would have been some excuse or whatever and everything, it would have been a whole bunch of other shit. And at the same time, if you're dumb enough to do this, this is my thing, though. This is me. Which is bad because I am trustworthy, but it's when I do shit like this that, you know, I can understand why people wouldn't want to trust me in certain situations. But she had no reason to trust me. I didn't trust her. And again, in my opinion, if she was smart about it, she would have sent the money to old girl, her friend or whatever, that she wanted me to pick up. So I would have had to pick her up in order to get the money. So, I mean, like I said, what's done is done, and it's over with and everything now, whatever. But after, and then she hits me up, you know, starts, and then, you know, I used to have some of these. Let's see if I still got them. Let me find them. Where is it at? Where did it go? Like I said, this girl hit me up with all kind of notes and shit. It was all on my Facebook. And again, I don't give a fuck about Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook or cussing me out on Facebook or sending me notes on Facebook or anything like that. I don't give two shits about none of that. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me. It's not real to me, you know? So, but here we go, right? Now I took the money. And this is how you know where you really stand with people after the fact anyway, right? Because I understand you pissed, but then we start saying shit like, on God, don't do this to yourself. That's how you do. I know you picked up the money in Jarupa Valley, which I did, which is funny as fuck, because you thought you had to pick up. She didn't even know who she was sending money through and everything like that. So she really thinks I picked up some shit way out somewhere where I wouldn't even drive to pick up the money anyway. So, bitch, you sound fucking stupid. But whatever. And then the silent treatment makes you look guilty. I mean, I'm not trying to hide the fact that I am guilty. I knew what I did. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hide. I'm just not fucking with you. I hadn't been fucking with you all this time, and then out of nowhere you sent me $150. Yes, honesty ain't your best quality. Yes, honesty is my best quality, but only those that I feel deserve honesty. You know what I mean? This bitch right here always used to say she thinks, because like I said, back in the day, the circle I was in, she was part of that circle, then the circle broke up. But, you know, some of the people from that circle still be hitting me up and everything like that. I guess she's still in contact with some of those people. So she gets back to me, and she be out here talking all kind of wild, crazy shit about me still anyway. I don't know why people don't think shit doesn't get back to me. Like I said, I'm the trustworthy one. Everybody tells me everything anyway. And girls like to gossip regardless. So now, like I said, she had me talking about, well, this nigga that. Well, this is all before I even did what I did. You know what I mean? But I don't tell her that I know that she's full of shit. You know why? I'm going to use that against you. Sends me a picture talking about clown, I got it, and then some. Sends me a picture of money spread out all on the bed and shit or whatever, something like that. So then I'm like, okay. Well, if you got it, then you just chalk this $150 up and call it a day, and then we don't got to deal with each other, right? Easy. That's how I thought. Because, no, you aren't worth that. And then bitches always try to throw the years into the thing, like 7 years of knowing you, and this is how you end a friendship. It was never a friendship. This is what I mean. It's not a true friendship. I have true friends. Bitch, you is not one of them. Like I said, you think because I do shit for you and everything like that, there are people I do shit for because I genuinely care about them and I truly want to see them happy, you know, no matter what, and I want to make sure they have the things that they need to get, they need to go and do the things that they need to do. You know, I have true people like that in my life. Bitch, what we used to do or whatever, that was nothing but you paying me to drive. I was a chauffeur. I was this. That's all it was. So don't bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? That's not a friendship. That's nothing. You could pay anybody to drive you around. You just chose to pay me. So that's how it was. So that was just funny in that situation. Like I said, then it's like I'm all against you and everything like that. I was never with you. How am I against you all of a sudden? And I don't fuck with hoes like that anyway. You a hoe, a legit hoe. That's what you do. That's why you in Vegas. Bitch, You sending your money like hoes do. Hoes send out money to niggas and give away money to niggas, right? And I didn't have to fuck you to get it. That's perfect. I didn't have to fuck with you or deal with you to get it. You just sent it. So, and then, yeah, all of a sudden, then last but not least, yeah, wow, bitch made nigga. I hope it was worth every dollar. Yeah, it was. $150 to have you not deal with me? I wish I could get away from a lot of bitches like that with money. Like, you know what I mean? Hey. Here's $200 and stop fucking with me. For sure. Bye. Like, and I'll take that and go about what I gotta do. So it's just, and it's just all, like I said, and then another situation, like I said, trust. Here's someone that should trust me, right? Because look, my homeboy moved in from Oklahoma, came back to LA because he moved out years ago or whatever, came back to LA with his moms and shit. You know, but needed a ride from the bus station home, you know, and then I want to make sure, and then a friend of mine needed gas in her car, right? So I'm like, okay, well, let me do this. I'll take your car, all right, and I'm going to go pick them up. Well, no, I didn't tell her. I came up with it myself, because again, I don't let people know the things that I do for them. I just do it. And just, you know, I just go ahead and do it unless people come at me like, well, you don't do shit, that I got to try to. But like I said, I'd rather naturally just do shit and just be that person. So I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. You don't need gas. They was going to pay me to come get them anyway. So I put the money that they was going to give me in your car, and your car is better than mine anyway. So it'll make things go a little bit faster. So, okay, bam, boom, bam. Okay, this is going to work. Right? This is what I'm thinking. It's going to work. Right? She has no reason not to trust me. I've been in the car before. Brought it back. You know, if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. So this is what I'm doing. So, but again, it's my fault. Because this is why it's hard for me, because I always, again, I don't like telling people what I'm doing. Because, again, I like knowing that people can't trust me, just trust me to do it, know that I'm doing the right thing. At the same time, some people, you got to realize, some people need an explanation for everything and need it off top. So it's just hard to try to find that balance, you know. But again, so I take the car, I go pick up the homie. Now, I get up there, and, you know, I can't find him already for, like, 5-10 minutes. I'm searching around the bus stop trying to find him. The homie flagged me down, like, oh, what's up? Like, oh, there, my nigga, go right there. What's up? You know, and then it comes to find out the homie's mom, you know, still my mom. Like I said, she, I want to call her mom, but it's like the mom, it's like the neighborhood. Back in the day when we was coming up or whatever, she called her mom because, you know, I was always welcome in the house. She fed a nigga, you know, her sons, we all hung out together. That was our crew. That was our clique. You know what I mean? So I was his mom. You know, his mom's down the house. I was always welcome over there and everything. So it was Mama Carol, you know, hit her up. You know, just that's just what it was. But she was also like, you know, always wasn't always all the way there. You know what I mean? Like, just, but everybody got a little bit of, you know, something. Let me continue the story. Sorry. Pick her up. Now, she done lost every piece of luggage on her trip out here. Supposedly, when they have some layover somewhere on the buses, she had to take the stuff off. They were supposed to leave it on the bus to make sure it got there, but she made them take it off, and then it got left, and whatever. She came out here with nothing from Oklahoma except one bag. Right? So pick her up, and then we're trying to leave, but, you know, she's panicking. She's like, and she has what a lot of women I find have, too. It's like they have this repeater complex sometimes where it's like they love me, and she says the same thing like 50, 60 times, like it's going to change anything. You know what I mean? And it's not, like I said, the shit's gone, but she's up there, you know, going all in the back, going all in these employee sections where she's not supposed to be, trying to talk to people, trying to not, somebody's going to mail it, somebody's going to find it. And it's like, no, that shit is gone. You know, me and her son, my homeboy, is like looking like, man, that shit is gone. But again, she's one of them people, when she gets in that mode, you have to just let her do it till she stops on her own. Because you can't stop her, and if you try to stop her, she's going to direct it towards you. You know, So again, when I first saw him, I put the one bag that he had left in the trunk of the car and went, and like I said, was there for a whole another 15, 20 minutes waiting for her to realize that that shit's not coming. we trying to leave. She's also, no, wait for the next bus, and maybe it's on the next bus, and then this, that, like a whole lot of extras, right? And it's like, no, that shit is gone. So she finally comes, gets in the car, take her to where she has to go, you know, get everything situated, go back, take the car back. Car got gas in it, you know what I mean? Like I said, it would. Everybody, everything straight. I'm thinking. Then the next day, come to find out, you know what I mean? I forgot. I'm at work, right? I forgot about the bag that was in the trunk. And it amazes me how things happen simultaneously. These are the funny things in my life. Things happen simultaneous in my life right away, the same thing. I forget totally about the bag in the trunk. All right, I forgot I was there because, again, I've had her crying in my ear the whole time since the bus stop, and all the way over here she's been crying and whining. We're trying to calm her down. You know what I mean? I'm trying to talk to my nigga that I ain't seen in years. You know what I mean? Trying to catch up with him on top of keeping her calm. You know, it's just a whole situation. So when we get there, I'm like, you know, just go in there, lay down, relax, worry about this shit tomorrow. I forget all about the damn bag. Drive off with it or whatever. But I'm at work. At work. Like I said, I think everything's okay. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. You know, everybody's happy. This is what I'm thinking. First call I get is Carol, the homie's mama. Yo, I left the bag in the trunk of the car. You know, my curlers in it or whatever was in it. I don't know what's in the bag. Shit, but, you know, she's like, I need that shit in the bag. Can you get it for me? She's like, well, and it's funny because she also said, I hope I didn't get you in trouble. I hope I don't get you in trouble about it. As soon as I hang up from her, I get a text from the car owner talking about whose fucking shit is in my bag. I mean, whose shit is this? Wait. What bitch did you have in my car? Let's be honest. And I'm like, and it is funny because everybody's a bitch when it comes to females. Everybody's a bitch. Like, bitches that called my niece a bitch, and she's three. Because, like, what bitch was you chilling with last night or whatever? Like, really, you calling my niece a bitch because I was staying with her, you know, because I was babysitting the other night. But, you know, just, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, what are you talking? Well, then I had to explain what I had done. Like, I told her I had picked up the homie, you know, and his mom. You know, we put it in the truck. I explained exactly what happened. Quit fucking lying. That don't make no sense. Like, are you serious right now? Like, and nothing's worse. You know, I've been a liar in life. You know, I've turned over a new leaf. I'm trying not to be that person. You know what I mean? The first time I lied in really a long time is when I lied for this $150 and shit or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm really trying to, because, again, I don't do the car thing. I don't want to lie. I'm on that shit where it's like, you're either going to deal with me as I am, or you're not, plain and simple. I don't have no need to lie to nobody, you know. But there was a time when I felt like I needed to lie to everybody, you know. So I know what lies can do. I know how lies can work and everything like that, and I know the power of a lie. Shit, I've been lied to plenty of times for a lot of things, you know. So, but when you feel you don't need to and when you don't have to, there's nothing worse than telling the truth and then being called a liar. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Because, again, I'll give you credit where credit is due. If I'm lying about something or whatever, then, like I said, I just don't do it. And I've been in situations, like I said, where I just rather you just be pissed off. Or if you're going to think what you want to anyway, there's no point in even asking me. But that's the part that I said, because she's whose shit is in my car. And I straight told her, oh, that's a bullshit. Well, you're a bad liar. Maybe I'm a bad liar because I don't lie. So what, I'm a bad truth teller? Like, I don't, and to think that I would fabricate something like that. I mean, it's like, where is this coming from? Did I do something? Is there something personal going on that you're not telling me? I mean, what is it? But all this, I'm literally telling you the truth, and somebody literally doesn't believe you. I feel like one of those kids in, you know, them old scary movies, or even in the scary movies and everything. You know, when the kid tells you, motherfucker, I see ghosts, or somebody's talking to me or something like that or whatever and everything, and nobody believes them. And then come to find out that's how people get killed later or whatever, because nobody listened to the damn kid when they told him to you, when you should have. That's how I'm like, I have no reason for what? And then even worse, and I don't know why females do this. It's mostly females. I don't know why. Because like I said, y'all love to try to catch a nigga in a lie, but then when he can prove that he's right, you don't let him. I don't like that shit either. When you try to bust a nigga out and he can't prove himself, then it's like, oh, nigga, you lied. Prove it dead. They be real in a rush to try to disprove a nigga. But when you can prove yourself right, they don't want you to be right. They just don't want it to be. It's like, so then what does this mean? Does this mean you don't want to trust me? You don't want to have a reason to trust me? Or you just don't want to be wrong so bad that you're willing to be mad? It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Look at all that nicked in the butt off top. So, I mean, I don't know about that either. But it just hurts me. Because, again, when you literally, there's nothing worse. My parents do the same thing. Now, my parents got a little bit more leeway because I lie to my parents a lot. Don't get me wrong. But, again, I lie to them to try to protect them because they don't want the real me. They want whatever they believe that I am and everything. So I let them have that because I don't want to ruin whatever little things they got left about me. And I still don't try to lie to them because they know I'll be full of shit. Or if I do lie to them, I do that little half-ass lie where they know I'm lying, so I really don't got to say it, and they know anyway. It's just something that me and my family do. I mean, we have this history together. But besides that, like I said, I don't got no reason to lie, because I'm at the point where it's like, I don't care. I don't care enough to have to lie. They always say that. Like I said, it's real different now. I lie to you like baby boy shit, right? I lie to you because I care about your feelings. No. I care about your feelings, but not enough to lie to you. Because shit happens from lies. A lot worse is just a straight-out lie. Like, and then, like I said, when you tell people the truth, people want you, and I realize this too, people want you to tell them what they want to hear. I don't want to be told what I want to hear. I want you to tell me the truth. I mean, I can get bitches all day easy. You know, I can tell. I know exactly what bitches want to hear. This, that, whoop, and everything and all. And then on top of that, I be feeling like it's like I tell you what you want to hear, even though it's not the truth. I mean, if it comes down to the truth and telling you what you want to hear, I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's just me. And that's just how a lot of people should be, in my opinion. But like I said, in both those situations, like, this person trusted me when they had no business trusting me, and this person has every reason to trust me but doesn't for whatever reason. You know, friendship, fake friendship, real friendship, like I said, real life, fake life, you know, just that everybody's involved in so much. This is why I try to keep things as simple as possible because there's so much going on. There's so much people are trying to get involved in. There's so much people are trying to find out. There's so much that, you know, there's just so much. And depending on who you are or what you're trying to do, you expose yourself to that more. Which is why I try to expose myself to less of it. Because I know what's important to me. And what's important to me are the things that I want to hold close to me. Fuck what everybody else got going on. Fuck what anybody else thinks. Fuck what anybody else thought they saw. Fuck anybody else comments. Fuck what anybody else says. Like I said, if I choose to fuck with you, then I'm fucking with you, which I hope you choose to fuck with me and you're fucking with me. If we have that basic right there, to me, then everything else is secondary. But then things don't have to be made harder because of that. So, I mean, that's where I'm at on that. So, again, and then also one thing last about trust, as far as friends and everything goes too, like, there are people out there that back up their so-called friends or whatever or do things that their friends tell them to do because their friends tell them to do it, or their friends have told them some story or some half-truth or whatever, or something like that. Now, that shit irritates me as well. Because how you just blindly following some, you know what I mean? The homies, if something's got to go down, the homies are going to have to tell me what's up. Which they would anyway. My nigga, yo, woo-woo, this, that, woo-woo, everything. But when it comes to females, like I said, females are a little bit different. Because females get motherfuckers riled up over nothing. Or something that they feel. Like I said, I see it all the time. You see it on Snap. You see it on these. You see all these shows. Like I said, all these little stories. Like I said, this is why I watch this shit. Because bitches is fucking crazy. Like bitch get mad at her husband or something or whatever, or her dude, and get the nigga she's fucking on the side, get him all amped up, telling them that the dude she's, that her husband, like, hits on her and beats on her and everything like that, then gets the other dude to go fuck up the husband or kill the husband. And bitches to be real manipulative and shit. But it's the dumb people around them that allow that shit to happen. Instead of being like, nah, bitch, you crazy. But again, you can't control. Some people are real convincing. People are real convincing. So it's just like I've always been. I'm not a follower. I'm not gonna follow you, especially if you got followers already. Like, I stand beside you. I support you. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna follow you. So, man, we got about 5 minutes. I guess I gotta get ready to get up out of here. Well, look, thanks for tuning in tonight on this Slap Sunday. Make sure you tune in the rest of the week. The Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, 8 to 10, all music, no talk, all right? Playing nothing but independent music for 2 straight hours. Turn for Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. Like I said, them niggas, West, fresh with it. I be with it, be tuning in and shit, you know, me, a.k.a. DJ, just whatever they want to fucking talk about, mostly bitches and shit or whatever, turns up Tuesday, all right, 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesday, Top Nice, Dagger and Queen V, trying to bring it back on the air, man. We've got to get working things out with that, but we'll see what's up. 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, playing R&B only, trying to smooth it out and everything for the ladies. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday, 8 to 10, all talk, no music at all. So if you got something to get off your chest, some under blast, shit to talk or whatever, got something you want to, like I said, got something you got to talk about, that's where you got to handle it on Fuck You Friday. And then, of course, right back here every Sunday, Slap Sunday, playing all the new music that I received during the week, as well as the top slappers from the independent artists from around the world, as well as slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers, all right? There's a lot of dumb shit going on, so just focus, all right? Yeah, that's about it. It's been fun. Shout out to the boss, Anthony Topaz, the show. Again, anybody out there tuning in, again, as always, the show's about word of mouth, y'all. If you like what's going on, if you got something to say or you want to share, like I said, tell somebody. Tell a friend, coworker, family member. You know, let them know what's up. Let them know to come holler at your boy. Let them know to come over here and just chill out. Like I said, this is Bang Out Radio. I'm trying to give you all a platform where you can keep it real no matter what. Say what you got to say. Do what you got to do. And feel how you got to feel. Fuck all that other shit or whatever. You know, all that social media. Come right here to Bang Out Radio. Let's voice that shit. This is as real as you're going to get it, all right? And, how do I want to end it tonight? Yeah, I'm going to do it like, I'm right out the way again. I got to find some weed to smoke. Because ain't no telling what's going to happen the rest of the night. But we shall see, won't we? And holla at y'all throughout the week. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I know where it's at. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. I'm out.
Know y'all didn't think the witty game was good on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
Motherfucker wear like hair.
I know them. The homies.
I got five, West got five, now that's 10. Homie, we got five, two with it, two, that make a twin. I be got five, that make a quota, nigga, keep up. These beans for the trees, so please, throw that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tux stay late. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns, and more I declare. I swear, I will smoke your niggas to sleep.
please. Your little lungs is too small to hotbox with me.
Sticky green, no seeds. Guaranteed to be the best move. Hit the blunt and let it go. Bang the fold and let it go.
Ready for
the show, bro. You know we full throttle. Smoke weed and get high. Got fire, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you're dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucking flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last dip. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the case and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cuss weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub my G.
We got five on it,
five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Bam! Turn up, bang. Yelling, fuck a bitch, smoking blunt to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Still popping, no shade. These is the face, criminals the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 110 so ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps and the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the dro. Play them all, no exemptions. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Blow the throw, pass it back and forth. Sit and low, sit the floor, got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, it's the bitch I'm ballin', ha ha. She gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sinning. So I got five on whatever. Let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire.
Please stop calling the party.
Cause some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All the fucking weed.
Should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, we that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sticky looey. Family got suspended, wear suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you wanna sue me, even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high, staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie, thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed. Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give a nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm
five on it.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no
seeds.
We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast.
That better be no pinheads, bitch.
We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Bam, 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 bam.